Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. So a couple of straight men have been approaching me, telling me they like the podcast. Obviously, I was surprised, I was shocked. I didn't think men would enjoy the podcast or would be even interested in the podcast. And honestly, I didn't see men in the vision I have for the podcast. But this is a free country and I'm not sexist and I don't hate men. So I'm opening up the podcast to everyone. I will still be focusing on women, but there will be certain things men can take and implement in their lives. I didn't want men listening to the podcast because I was protecting it from misogynists who have a tendency of taking things women say out of context. And not all men are misogynists, I know that. And I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast as a man, you are not a misogynist. So guys, please share the podcast with your girlfriends and all the women in your lives. On today's episode, I'll be talking about comparison, jealousy, and people who are secretly competing with you. As humans, we compare ourselves to people all the time. It's natural, and it happens to everyone. You compare yourself to people who are doing better or worse than you in life, and most of the time you compare yourself to people who are doing the same thing as you or people your age. Comparison is not always malicious. Sometimes when you compare yourself to people who are doing better than you in life, you are comparing yourself to them because you want to see what you can learn from them and what is it that they're doing right and figure out what you could be possibly doing wrong. This is not you copying everything they do. It's looking at them with a lens of inspiration, trying to figure out how you can implement some of their strategies into your life and business to get similar results as them. When you compare yourself to people in this manner, you realize that your work ethic, discipline, dedication, boundaries, and standards are the only things stopping you from achieving similar things to what they are achieving. Obviously, it's different when the person was born into money, had better opportunities than you, and is better looking than you, or that person is in a transactional relationship. Sometimes we compare ourselves to people who are doing worse than us, and this feels good. It feels really good, because at least you're doing better than someone. I have noticed that when people compare themselves to people who are not doing as great as they are, they tend to put these people in a box, and in their minds, they don't see this person ever improving their situation or doing better than their current situation or even doing better than them. For example, if you are doing great in life, you've got a nice job, a car, and you're making money moves, and you like to compare yourself to one of your friends or cousins who doesn't have a job and is not really sure where they are headed in life, comparing yourself to this person makes you feel good because at least your life is not as bad as their life. However, the minute this person starts to improve their life and starts doing great, you start feeling uneasy and you start having negative feelings towards this person. Sometimes you might find yourself in a one-sided competition with this person, which often leads to jealousy or even you hating them. I know hate is a strong word, but it is what it is. You start feeling this way because in your head, you never thought that this person would ever do better than you or improve their situation. And this is how jealousy starts. You know you're jealous of someone when you start thinking, oh, she doesn't deserve all of those things. What's so special about her? Why her? Why him? Why not me? And I totally get it if it's someone who got a job or a position that you wanted. That I definitely understand. But being jealous of your friend, cousin, sibling, or someone close to you because they are doing great for themselves is insane. You start having these thoughts because this person doesn't align with the narrative you have of them in your mind anymore. This is why you are mad that this person is doing well. One of the reasons why people compare themselves to other people with malicious intent or are jealous of other people is because they are not living in their purpose. They are not fulfilled with their lives, and they are not living up to their full potential. There is absolutely no way you can be jealous of someone if you are living in your own purpose and you are fulfilled with your life. When you live in your purpose, you are focusing on yourself. You don't care about what other people are doing. Living in your purpose is knowing that no one is you and no one can do what you do the way you do it, even if you guys are in the same field. And this is not being cocky or arrogant, it's just knowing that you are you. If you are happy and content with whatever you are doing in your life, content with your job and the money that you are making, you won't be jealous of other people advancing or bettering themselves in life. People who are really content with their lives like to uplift other people. And I know that sometimes life is not fair. maybe you were not born into a rich family and you didn't have all the great opportunities growing up, or you realize after varsity that the degree that you did can't really take you anywhere, you're struggling to find a job and you end up doing something unrelated to your fancy degree, or you started a business and it failed and now everything is a mess. These things happen in life, but it's really up to you to change your life. You can always go back to school, get a bursary or something. Studying the wrong degree or your business failing is not the end of the world. I know it's hard accepting this, especially when you see other people you started with being successful. But hating them and being jealous of them is not going to change your situation. I knew in 2020 that I wanted to start a podcast, but I was only certain in 2022. I'm not popular on social media, nor do I have a huge following. People don't really like my stuff. And I didn't want to start a podcast and no one listens to my podcast. So I started TikToking, talking about similar topics I talk about here on the podcast. My page grew like crazy. A lot of people followed me and people were interested in what I had to say. This was a shock to me because I'm not used to being liked on social media and having a huge following. I started TikToking because I wanted to grow an audience for my podcast so that when I start podcasting, people would know who I am and know what I'm about. At the time, I was really going through a lot at school and I wanted to drop out of the master's program. It was so traumatizing, but I didn't drop out because I knew if I told people I have a master's degree in psychology, my podcast would have some credibility. And next thing, I was on News24 as an expert and I was also invited to be an expert on a documentary. Unfortunately, I was not available on the day of shooting, but a lot of great things happened. A lot of people think I started the podcast because of TikTok. No, the podcast came before TikTok. There are a lot of podcasters out there, and sometimes we might talk about the same things, but my delivery is not going to be the same as someone else's delivery. Our experiences are not the same, and we definitely do not have the same vision for our podcasts. I know the vision I have for my podcast and who exactly the podcast is for. It's not for everyone. Some people will relate and some people will not relate, and that is completely fine because I know that the people that like the podcast because it adds value to their lives. I have no business looking at how other people's podcasts are doing. I'm focusing on my vision. The more you focus on yourself, the better you become. The energy you're using watching other people make moves is the same energy you should be channeling into your life, your goals, your dreams, and healing. Focus on yourself until the focus is on you. Finding your purpose is not easy, and I don't know what tips to give you to help you find your purpose, but let me tell you something. In my 20s, I say in my 20s as if I'm already 30, but this is my last week as a 20-year-old, yeah. My last week as somebody who's in their 20s. So in my 20s, I started a lot of things, and most of them didn't work out. There was always something difficult about whatever I was doing or things just did not make sense. But with the podcast, everything is so easy. It's easy coming up with the content. It's easy being consistent and I'm not scared of being perceived. It's exciting and it's fun. And I'm very vulnerable here and I'm someone who hates being vulnerable, but I love being vulnerable here. Some of the things I speak about here on the podcast, I've only told my therapist. My friends hear some of the things for the first time on the podcast. Basically, what I'm saying is that the podcast doesn't feel like all the other things I've started in the past. So maybe your purpose is something that's going to be easy for you, something that's going to come easily to you, something that's going to be easy for you to do. Now, going back to comparison and jealousy, as a person, you are not always aware that people close to you or someone close to you might be jealous of you or secretly doesn't like you. However, if you observe and listen to people clearly, you will be able to tell that this person doesn't like me. One of the obvious ways people tell on themselves is by the way they react when you tell them about a milestone you've achieved or announce something great that has happened in your life. They give backhanded compliments or they just simply downplay your achievement or start talking about how they would have done it if it was them. Let's say you buy yourself an SUV you really like and can afford. And instead of saying congratulations, this person will say, I would have bought a Range Rover. Or they say, a Range Rover would have been better. I mean, that's crazy. Why would you say that? Have you ever been in a situation where you excitedly tell someone about your achievement or something that you accomplished, and instead of congratulating you, they take a long pause, their facial expression changes a bit, and then it quickly turns into a forced smile, then they congratulate you or say something nice? Have you ever been in this situation? It's a very awkward situation. Anyway, no one is as dangerous as someone who claps for you all the time but secretly doesn't like you. You trust this person, you tell them everything, and you think they love you because they are always clapping for you. The more you talk to this person, the more you realize that your accomplishments or whatever that you have achieved actually annoys them. You'll always hear a sarcastic undertone to everything they talk about that's related to you. These people are very good at getting close to you just to know what's going on in your life. This is the same person who will call you randomly to ask about your partner and how things are between the two of you. This person will literally dedicate the whole phone call to talking about your relationship and your partner. There's nothing wrong with calling your friend or cousin or whoever is in your life, checking up on them and asking how things are. But calling to specifically check on their relationship is really weird. Unless they came to you for advice prior to the phone call or something. Another thing about these people is that they get easily annoyed when you can't do something for them. They quickly discard you. Like, they really get annoyed with you if you can't do something for them. They don't show you any compassion at all. Also, sometimes it looks like people are clapping for you because they are proud of you. But that's not always the case. Some people clap for you because they never thought you would be where you are today, and they never thought you would be who you are. The narrative they have of you in their head does not align with your reality. And I'm not saying everyone who claps for you is malicious. I'm just asking you to be aware of how people in your life react when you tell them great things that are happening to you or the great things that you are doing. Please don't be paranoid. Just open your eyes and ears. Being jealous of someone or competing with someone is not healthy. It goes back to knowing who you are. If you know yourself, know what you're capable of, and you're not scared to go after what you want, you won't waste your time being jealous of someone. The truth is, most of the time, the person you are jealous of doesn't always have it all figured out as much as you think they do. And you also don't know what people do to live the lives that they live. If you are constantly competing with someone, you are only going to be as good as their last achievement or accomplishment. You will never be better than them because you don't live inside their head, so you don't know what their next move or plan is. Even if they tell you, you won't be able to execute it as well as them. And I say this again, focus on yourself and focus on bettering yourself. Life is so peaceful when you focus on yourself. Focusing on yourself attracts opportunities and people that align with you. You don't have to stick to one thing or do one single thing your whole entire life. If something does not work out, let it go and find something else that does. It hurts having to let go of the idea or life you thought you would have, but let it go. Don't have a never-ending pity party with a sprinkle of jealousy. The message today is focus on you until the focus is on you. I can't remember where I read or heard this quote, but it has stuck with me ever since I heard or read it, and I apply it everywhere in my life, and it works wonders. If you are content with your life, but you are still jealous of other people, especially people who have less than you, the problem is your heart. Please fix your heart. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I know it's a bit shorter than the other episodes. I had a very hectic month. July was hectic, especially the last 2 weeks, and I only had a day to prepare for this episode, but that's not an excuse. Anyway, please rate, review, and share the episode. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. I love you, and happy Women's Month. Bye for now.